Pod Quiz 1060. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1060. We have a prize round later on with the chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt, so listen out for that.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an intros music round. You're about to hear 5 pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me artist and title, but you're only going to hear the first few seconds of the song.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on the letter Z, or Z if you prefer.
Question 6.
Which word represents the letter Z in the NATO phonetic alphabet, which is sometimes also used to refer to Universal Coordinated Time?
Question 7.
Which of the following is an archaic name for the letter Z? Izzy, Izzard, or Zen?
Question 8.
The letter Z is derived from which Greek letter?
Question 9.
In chemistry, the atomic number represented by the letter Z is the number of which subatomic particles in an element?
Question 10.
The letter Z is the most frequently used consonant in which Eastern European language?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on fictional TV towns. For each of the following 5 questions, I will name a fictional town from a television show, and I would like you to tell me the name of the show.
Question 11.
Sunnydale, California.
Question 12.
Hawkins, Indiana.
Question 13.
Quahog, Rhode Island.
Question 14.
Pawnee, Indiana.
Question 15.
Cabot Cove, Maine.
Round 4.
Round 4 is famous people.
Question 16.
Which actress was nicknamed the Blonde Bombshell and starred in films including Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and Some Like It Hot?
Question 17.
queen of the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt from 51 to 30 BC, which pharaoh is remembered for her relationships with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony?
Question 18.
Born in 1805, which Jamaican-born nurse is famous for her work during the Crimean War? Is it Edith Cavell, Florence Nightingale, or Mary Seacole?
Question 19.
Which famous British cosmologist wrote A Brief History of Time?
Question 20.
Which influential Mexican painter is known for his murals and his marriage to Frida Kahlo?
Round 5.
Okay then, so it is time for the prize round with the chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt. The way this works is that there are 5 general knowledge questions to answer, and you need to record your answers in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com. It's helpful if you include where you're from in your email. Then, in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have a winner drawn from those who get all the answers right, and that person receives a PodQuiz t-shirt. If you don't think you've got all the answers right, it's still worth entering because there is also a consolation prize drawn from all entries. Okay then, if you're ready, we'll get started.
Question 1.
As usual, we'll start with a music medley. All of these singers share which name?
In Georgia, they call it sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange brand.
I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Question 2.
Which word can follow gum, horse, and snow to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
This is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture now. If not, it is available on the website, www.podquiz.com, where there is also an alternative question for people who can't do picture questions. It's a picture of a person, and I'd just like you to say who it is.
Question 4.
On this day in 1909... Louis Blériot became the first person to fly a heavier-than-air aircraft across which body of water?
Question 5.
I'm going to play you an audio clip now, and I would like you to tell me who is speaking. We'll let this play through, and then I shall be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds this week.
I thought the only way to get is to get money, because my mother and father would argue a lot over not much money to go around. And so I thought I'll either be a bank robber or then I discovered the Beatles, and I thought that's it. I'll become one of the Beatles. I wanted to be a Beatle. I never made it though. and that's what kind of gave me the charge to want to be in rock and music, you know.
And now, the answers.
Number 1 was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving.
Number 2 was Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. bad.
Number three was All of the Lights by Kanye West.
All of the lights.
Number three was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. And number five was All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
Round two.
Round two was on the letter Z, or the letter Z, and the answer to number six in the NATO phonetic alphabet, Z is represented by Zulu. Number seven, that archaic name for the letter Z is Izzard. Number eight, the letter Z is derived from the Greek letter Zeta, or Zeta. Number nine, the atomic number is the number of protons in an element. And number 10, the letter Z is the most frequent consonant in Polish.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on fictional TV towns. And the answer to number 11, Sunnydale, California, was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Number 12, Hawkins, Indiana, was Stranger Things. Number 13, Quahog, Rhode Island, was Family Guy. Number 14, Pawnee, Indiana, was Parks and Recreation. And number 15, Cabot Cove, Maine, was Murder, She Wrote.
Round 4.
Round 4 was Famous People, and the answer to number 16, the blonde bombshell, was Marilyn Monroe. Number 17, that Queen of Egypt, was Cleopatra. Number 18, the Jamaican-born nurse, was Mary Seacole. Number 19, the author of A Brief History of Time, was Stephen Hawking. And number 20, the Mexican painter, was Diego Rivera. That's it for Pod Quiz 1060. Thanks very much for listening. Do have a go at the prize round. It's always good to receive your entries. I will need to receive them by the 6th of August, please. And a couple of messages before we go. Happy anniversary, Tycho. You bring so much joy into our lives and I appreciate you every day. Cheers to a lifetime of adventures together. Love you always. From Lindsay. And happy 16th birthday, Vincent, from Dad, Mom and Bella. Bye now.